Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by the Foundation at Hearst Castle, conserving the past to inspire future generations of dreamers and preserving the legacy of Julia Morgan. To learn more about how to become a member and experience authentically curated historical events that recreate what it was like to be a guest of William Randolph Hearst, from swimming in the iconic Neptune pool to dining in Hearst's private guest house overlooking the Pacific Ocean. These experiences are unparalleled in their historical accuracy and grandeur, and you too can savor the experience by becoming a supporting member of the Foundation at Hearst Castle. To learn more, log on to foundationathearstcastle.com.
Hello, my name is Samuel Sember. I'm here with Eco Cannabis.
And we're right in the heart of downtown Oakland, California.
Right on Telegraph Avenue.
So tell us about Eco Cannabis and how it started and what you specialize in. Why would somebody come here?
So Eco Cannabis has a unique story. They're actually very focused on the equity side of things.
Explain equity.
So the equity program with Oakland is they do their best to help people that have had difficulties with cannabis, essentially. They help out those different types of equity applicants.
Explain a little deeper. What sort of problem with cannabis?
So the war on drugs has affected a lot of different individuals, where a lot of them were in jail, and now we have storefronts that are accepting taxes and everything like that. So anyone that had, you know, been previously affected on the war on drugs has like a better chance at getting a license to participate in cannabis. And so at Eco Cannabis, we're required to carry about 50% of our products need to be from an equity company. So a company that is supporting these equity applicants. And then another thing that we also have to do is hire all Oakland residents for our storefront.
And who's requiring this?
This is the city of Oakland that's requiring this from us. You know, we're more than happy to support the equity program.
So it's kind of a win-win, isn't it?
Definitely. We want to try to help out as many people as we possibly can. Mm-hmm.
So the products that you carry here, are they mostly manufactured in the region?
Everything is manufactured here in California. Not all of it is necessarily from the Bay Area. A lot of it does come from up north, Humboldt, Trinity area, mm-hmm. as well as down south in LA, San Luis Obispo.
Interesting.
So it does come from all over California.
Uh-huh. And do you have any one genre or area that you specialize in?
Over here at Eco Cannabis, it is across the board. We do have a lot of wellness products, CBN, CBD products, and a lot of like different topicals and balms. They seem to do really, really well here. And we have a lot of customers that come in just seeking those in particular.
What are some of your most popular?
It all ranges. Consumer preference tends to change quite often, but consumers do tend to find a product that works for them and they stick to it like glue. You can never get them to change from that from that one particular product. So we try to have like a nice wide variety for everyone.
So they come in knowing what they want.
Usually. And if they don't know exactly what they want, we provide them with a couple different options and you know they'll come back and let us know which option works best for them.
So a learning curve there.
There's always a learning curve because every individual processes cannabis differently. What might make me tired might enlighten your day and give you a little bit more energy.
It follows that the majority of your clientele are seeking to alleviate pain or whatever, you know, some therapeutic amelioration of their health situation.
Right? Correct. That tends to be a big part of it, but you know, none of us here are doctors, so we can't provide any medical advice. We can only tell customers what's worked for other customers our friends and family.
And if you're just looking to get high, could you come and get some raw bud that would work?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. One of our in-house brands, Eco Cannabis, is actually all grown in Oakland.
Oh, wow.
It's all indoor, and we offer that at an extremely, extremely low price for everyone so that everyone can...
So there's accessibility.
So that there's accessibility for everyone. Lots of different products that are of the same grade are selling for about $60 an eighth, which isn't affordable on a daily basis. We have options for $20 out the door, which making it a very affordable option that you can actually use every single day.
That's really cool. Tell us a little bit more about some of the coolest things that you carry that you think really work.
Well, one of the concentrates tends to be one of my favorite particular methods of cannabis. It's concentrated, so you're not dealing with a lot of the plant material. And if you're an everyday smoker, a lot of the smoking of plant material every single day can start to build up in your lungs.
Right.
So I like the concentrate because we're doing away with the smoke factor. We're only vaporizing at that point.
Is it an oil that vaporizes?
Correct. It's usually considered an oil. That's kind of like an umbrella term for it. Mm-hmm. And then it gets a little bit more complex, like live resin, sugar. Then we have different rosins, bubble hash, keef. So concentrate can be a very, very complex term depending on how far you want to go into
it. Right. So a lot of personal experimentation, right, as far as how much gets you where you want to go.
Yes. That's definitely all personal. A lot of people will build very high tolerances. A lot of people have very, very quick metabolisms. So the product affects them a lot faster than others. So it is really all personal preference. There's no two puffs will make you this, or you know, two edibles will get you here. There's none of that.
Yeah. So a lot of personal.
From my experience, it's all personal personal benefit.
Very cool. So how long have you been here?
I've been working with Eco Cannabis since early April of 2022.
So since you've been here, do you have a product or products that you're most impressed with, personally?
I would say it's the in-house products, just in terms of the accessibility. I think that is a really, really big factor.
And cost being a factor, too.
Yes, cost being a factor. A lot of people just can't afford the $60 every single day. What they wanted to do at Eco was create a product for the community and support the community in that way.
Mm-hmm. And how broad a breadth can you help somebody with? Let's say I came in, I said, man, my muscles and shoulders are so sore. Can you help me? Is there some product that would help me?
Yeah, so if you came in and said that your shoulder was sore, I would recommend you products that had worked for my mother, who is a chef in San Francisco. She has really bad arthritis. So I would recommend you all the products that really helped her.
Give us an example of something that works for her.
So something that helps for her is a low-dose edible. A low-dose edible seems to work out really, really well for her since her tolerance is nearly nothing. So a low-dose edible that I cut in half is usually the one that I set up for her.
And she's happy with that?
Extremely.
Let's talk about sleep for a moment. Anything that you notice that people are really happy with that works without a hangover?
So the hangover factor is that's also personal as well.
Right.
A lot of people will experience somewhat of a hangover and not. The products that I really like tend to have CBN in them. That CBN really helps promote sleep and keep you asleep.
And then CBD, not so much?
CBD definitely helps with sleep, but it's not the main promoter for CBD. CBD, I like to call it mainly wellness.
Uh-huh.
Wellness across the board, whether it's pain, irritation, swelling, inflammation.
Do you ever have cancer patients that come in? I know that for some people, I know this is a godsend. Nothing else has worked.
Yes, so we have a lot of patients coming in. A lot of the cancer patients do request RSO. Which
means what?
Which stands for Rick Simpson Oil. That tends to be one of the main products that they're requesting. I believe that is in fact because there's so much information on the internet about that. That is not the only thing that does help cancer patients.
How do they ingest that oil?
Ingesting RSO specifically is usually orally ingested. They use about a rice-sized grain and ingest that orally. But depending on the user and their tolerance, sometimes they might go for a little bit more than just the rice-sized drop.
Smoking it?
You could smoke it. It's usually ingested orally, though, for the RSO.
Yeah. Okay, give us a little bit more things that you're most impressed with.
I'm actually really impressed with just how the store looks and the layout. We try to offer like a really welcoming space for our customers. It's really well lit and we have a lot of educational materials for them. And we urge our customers to ask as many questions about our products as they possibly can.
Mm-hmm. Says on a poster there, you have online ordering?
Yes.
So you don't have to come in?
Yes. You would still have to come in to purchase your products, but okay. you can browse our complete selection online, as well as ask us questions, and then your products will be ready for you right when you come in.
Okay. But no little cars delivering to your door.
Yeah, no, the delivery isn't set up yet. We hope to have our delivery set up towards the end of 2022.
I understand that you're part of Oakland's Cannabis Trail.
Yes. Visit Oakland has a cool website, and they have a little section on the Cannabis Trail, which highlights a few different awesome cannabis dispensaries in Oakland. I think that's an amazing thing, seeing as Oakland does have a slightly larger city tax for cannabis. So having something that shows off all the awesome spots in Oakland definitely helps us out a lot.
That's really cool.
You're always welcome here at Eco Cannabis.
Thank you.
Any day of the week.
I'll be back. All right. Thank you so much for sharing. If somebody wants to learn more about your world,
you could visit hi-eco.com, and that is our main store website. If you have any questions at all, there's a chat feature there, and you can chat directly with me. And my name is Samuel Sember, and I'm here with Eco Cannabis.
All right, Samuel, thank you so much. I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from Oakland, California. We'll see you here.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by the Foundation at Hearst Castle, conserving the past to inspire future generations of dreamers and preserving the legacy of Julia Morgan. To learn more about how to become a member and experience authentically curated historical events that recreate what it was like to be a guest of William Randolph Hearst, from swimming in the iconic Neptune Pool to dining in Hearst's private guest house overlooking the Pacific Ocean. These experiences are unparalleled in their historical accuracy and grandeur, and you too can savor the experience by becoming a supporting member of the Foundation at Hearst Castle. To learn more, log on to foundation@hearstcastle.com.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com. Our associate producers from the San Francisco Bay Area include Molly Blaisdell, Lori King, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansas Songs on NPR affiliate KUAR.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So yes, please support your local NPR station.